around Australia on the Triple M network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Well, next Tuesday, people on welfare, people receiving welfare in Australia, are in for a Centrelink shake-up. And welfare recipients could be hit by a reporting process overhaul. To explain it all and how it will affect you if you are receiving a benefit, our employment expert is Graeme Winnie, joins us now. Graeme, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
I'm good. How big a shake-up is this, and is it overdue?
The answer is yes, it probably is overdue. What is going to happen in future? When they claim, people who claim benefits can still work and earn new start allowances, or even if you've got children, you can earn money and get benefits. And basically what it's been is like a self-reporting system. This is what I earn. My weekly wage is this. Or the hours I'm working are 20 hours, I get this much money. And so consequently, Centrelink pay your benefits based on that. What they're saying is that people who may do extra shifts, overtime, get bonuses, that isn't being reported. And so consequently, the benefit they're getting is more than they're probably entitled to. So what they're going to do now is set up an automated system where companies' payroll is linked to Centrelink, and they will therefore know exactly what people on benefits are being paid who are working part-time or casual, and therefore the benefits they receive will be automatically adjusted each fortnight based on what they've earned the previous fortnight. That is the big change.
So employers' payroll electronically linked to Centrelink. I can't believe it hasn't happened already because the technology's been there.
Well, this robo thing they tried recently, that was what this was all about. Centrelink had got, obviously, when people do their tax returns, et cetera, they then got wind of, okay, people are earning more than we thought they were. Mm. And that's why they've been trying to claim this money back. And it's been such a hassle for them, saying, well, it's just been too hard. They've stopped that now. So what they're now saying is, okay, what we'll do, we'll get an automated system that will automatically tell us what you've earned the previous fortnight, and your benefit will be adjusted automatically to what you now get based on what you earned. So if you're on a new start allowance, you can earn potentially like $1,000 a fortnight. But now they're saying, okay, if you go over that figure, your allowances will be deducted. If you've got children and you're allowed to earn X amount of dollars, if you go over that figure, it'll be adjusted. So that's what they're now going to do. It's an automated system that will tell them this is what the person's earned, therefore this is the benefit they're entitled to.
Graeme, are you concerned that this might once again encourage the cash society to grow even further?
Absolutely. I was talking to somebody else about this today, and they agree with that exactly. So particularly small businesses who will say, well, okay, I will pay you cash, because that saves a small business work cover, payroll tax, superannuation costs. So much cheaper for the small business, if they're a cash business, to simply not have the cash go through the till, not be recorded.
No books.
Pay staff in cash. It never happened. So the employee gets the thing in cash in total. No one knows about it. So it does open up that potential for employers in particular to say, well, here's a way we can actually make some savings ourselves, a small business, by not having to pay the full thing through the books. We'll pay them off the books, and therefore it helps them, but also helps us. Big business won't do it because they're not cash in hand businesses.
No, but your corner stores are, and your smaller businesses are. And
correct.
And when I saw this, that's the first thing I thought. I thought, the cash economy is going to love this. And
absolutely.
But that's why we have a GST, isn't it?
In theory, yes.
Thank you. All right, Graeme. Thank you for pointing that out. If you miss what Graeme has just said, it'll be on our podcast today. Graeme Wynn from Superior People Recruitment, our employment expert. Thank you for that, and we'll talk soon.
No problem. Thanks, Luke.